There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryans!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Yes, everybody. Welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian Kelly.
And I'm Luke Mathers.
And magic is going to happen in the air today. I'm very excited to be doing this show with you, Luke. We pretty much do a show on our own without anybody here during the day pretty much every time we talk.
Yeah, we're just going to be doing the same conversation we have all the time, just with the mics on this time.
It's going to be exciting. I want to first start off by who we are, where we're coming from. But first, I want to give you the credentials here, or at least the phone number, 844-967-2789. We are Dueling Tangents, and we have a reason for just calling it Dueling Tangents other than being really cool. The both of us have a tendency to spiral into a different tangent and eventually coming back around to the exact same point we started with. Which is why we call it Dueling Tangents.
Yeah, it's going to be all the different trains of thought that you and I have throughout the day. We're going to be talking about how these stories, not only what's going on with them, but how they connect. And so I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be my big thing in life in general is connection. I'm a huge fan of Albert Einstein. I'm also a huge fan of relativity. And the idea of relativity is that things can only be compared when compared to something else. And the point is, just a thought experiment for you. If tomorrow you wake up and everything has been doubled in size, everything you know, yourself, everything, every molecule, everything in the entire world has been doubled in size, how would you know? You can't because you have nothing to reference. You have something that you have to. It's relativity. It's the theory of relativity. The idea that one thing can only be compared to another.
I did not know that we were going to kick off the show with such an insightful thought experiment.
Well, that's the important point of what I want to get to. Is that Kutch is going to kick me in the butt for this, but I'm going to bring up my favorite subject, and that is narrative. Narrative is what drives myself and what. Everybody else. We all are, as human beings, we have come together and we have evolved as human beings, right? If you believe in evolution and things like that, one of our primary skill sets, because we're not the strongest animals out there. We're not the fastest. You know, we don't have the biggest teeth.
No.
We're definitely not the biggest.
We can't swim the farthest. Like, you can't even breathe underwater.
But yet here we sit at the top of the food chain, trying to kill each other for sport because we have nobody else to really compete with us. And the reason why is because we, as humans, have learned how to work together and to be able to create things like gigantic buildings and societies and lazy rivers and all these wonderful things. But the only way that we can work together is by expressing a complete and total collective narrative.
Yeah, and the storytelling that gets you there.
Yes, exactly. So my point is that you can't build a building unless somebody comes together and tells everybody the story of how the building is going to be made, and then together they build the building together. So what we're going to do here, and what I always seek to do when we go through, we're going to go through headlines a lot. It's going to be, you know, it's a news show. We're a news talk show. We're going to go through the headlines of the day. But I always try and find the underlying narrative and what people tell each other. Because right now we're in competing narratives. You know, we're having Trump supporters over here telling a narrative about the big lie and things like that. And we have people like us who try and take more of a, I think this is what reality is type of approach. And the point is that whether the truth is there or not, we do tell each other narratives to keep ourselves going.
Right. And everybody's got their own narratives. And I think the other part is a lot of those narratives are interconnected. We are all, everybody talks about how there are separate bubbles and people are in their bubbles. But I don't think it's necessarily just a bubble. Sometimes that's just what it's easy to chalk it up to be. And so that's what you talk about it as. But I think that all of these quote-unquote bubbles are related and connected. And so how we have these dueling tangents, we're going to just be able to hopefully weave stories together for you that show how these different things that you might not think have anything related are actually connected.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, also an idea to think about. You ever run into a Trump supporter or like a crazy right-wing person that you didn't know was a right-wing person until later on in the conversation?
Yes.
Where you start talking like baseball or something, you know, playoffs are going on or something like that. You talk about your kids and you actually start seeing that person as a human being and you start telling a story together with each other. But
yes.
Then you find out your political views.
Mm-hmm.
You ever had that happen?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Because if you build a story together, it works. And you start becoming friends and things like that. Oh, this part of the story I'm different on. This part of the story I'm different on. So we're going to have to work on that story that we tell together. Because every relationship is a story.
Yeah.
You know.
And I think one of the best examples of that, when Milwaukee Bucks go on a championship-winning run this summer.
Yeah.
They win the championship.
Yep.
The Deer District is packed with tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people.
Yes.
And nobody was talking about left or right.
No.
Nobody was talking about anything like that.
The narrative that day was all about Bucks and Six.
Exactly.
Yep. And that's the important thing. That's what I want to, that's why I want to get the headlines out there and then search for what the underlying story is, what we are telling ourselves, because that's how we survived. That's how we survive every day, is that we tell ourselves stories as to how to get together. We, you know, that's our survival mechanism. We told each other how the story of how, you know, Grog over there beat the heck out of the cave bear by getting under its midside and poking it there.
Right.
Well, now everybody remembers the story about Grog killing the cave bear, and oh yeah, he stabbed it underneath. Okay, we need to stab the bear underneath, and that type of thing. You know,
right.
Survival.
Yeah.
So.
No, and I think I'm really excited for this, and we've got some great headlines for everybody today, and it's a great show that I'm excited to not only talk about these issues today, but going forward. And you can join the conversation. You can pitch your tangent to us, talk to us.
Throw us loops. I love going on curveballs.
Yes.
We'll bring it back, I promise.
I was going to say, we'll find a way to make it relevant. This is literally what Brian and I do sitting here in the studio every day. So give us a call at 844-967-2789. And you can join the conversation.
So you guys know me a lot on the air. You know, I've been around. I've been an actor professionally since, you know, 2001. I've been in a lot of different TV shows, radio stuff. I'm a jack of all trades, master of some. I don't really know, but either way,
master of a lot.
I've done a lot. I've done a lot of things running around. I've lived all three coasts and New York, L.A. and now this is the third coast right here, fresh coast, as you wanted to call it, or as Mayor Barrett likes to call it.
Yes.
But I've been around and done a lot of things and seen a lot of stuff. But what is your story, Luke? Why don't we narrate where you're coming from? I know we're getting close on time, but let's why don't you give us a little bit of who the heck is Luke Mathers?
Yeah. Well, that's just one of those vast ones. Like, way to pitch me. A very complicated question that will probably devolve into lots of different tangents here.
You can't answer it right now, but give us a summary so that people can know, okay, Luke Mathers, you're not just the news guy, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I think 2.5 years ago, I joined the Devil Radio team here back when it was Talk 92.7, just getting started as the FM station here in Madison. And had you asked me 2.5 years ago if I would be standing where I am right now talking into this mic, I probably would have laughed at you and I would have been like, what are you talking about? So I have been involved in Wisconsin politics for probably the better part of the last decade. I've been paying attention and watching, getting involved on campaigns from local elections here in Madison, running for mayoral offices, all the way up to working on congressional campaigns here in Wisconsin. But I'm a Wisconsin guy through and through. That is my core, and it's a part of my DNA. And so I'm really excited to be able to have a microphone here in Wisconsin and talking about the issues that I care about. I've worked for nonprofits outside of the election world as well. And really, I'm an information sponge, Brian. I very much like to know, and I just keep wanting to learn more, and I want to know, and that's what it is.
The first thing I noticed about you when you first started working is I was in Milwaukee and you were in Madison is that you're a capable person, which is a very important thing to do, because you're one of those people that I don't know how to do that, but if you give me enough time, I will learn how to do that, which is how I am, which I really appreciate. I think it's fantastic. You've also worked with a couple different – what nonprofits did you work with?
I worked with Wisconsin Environment and WISPIRG, which is the Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group. So focused on progressive issues with a lot of environmental, but also just consumer rights and just a variety of different things here in Wisconsin that I was really excited to work on. But, you know, At the end of the day, I think it's really important to be able to communicate even vaster than what you can just here in Madison. And that's what I like being on the airwaves here when I joined the studio with Talk 92.7, which is now Devil Radio 92.7. I was really excited to be able to join the broadcast world because communicating where we stand on these issues is really what it comes down to. Like you said, it's all about storytelling, and we've got to be able to share that narrative. And I think I'm really excited for the Dueling Tangents to get going and really excited to be co-host with you, Brian.
Well, if you basically what I took from that is that you actually have bona fides, and I'm just a BS artist is really what we're talking about, which is fine because, by the way, everybody, I'm 43. You're what, 27?
27.
You'd never know that, one. But two, when I was 27, I was having delusions of grandeur and not waking up right now. Like, I literally went to work at 10 o'clock at night at that time. So, I mean, we come from different backgrounds. You've definitely done a lot more than I did when I was young, but it doesn't really matter. We all have different stories, different journeys to tell.
Exactly.
But, you know, that's fun. So we're going to get back into some headlines when we come back. There's a bunch of things going on right now. Michael Gableman is ridiculous. Janelle Branson's ridiculous. And at this point, we got to kind of... but we're going to figure out the story of that, because this is the other important thing. You ever talk to a Trump supporter or somebody who is, you know, a super right-wing person, they all have the same talking points. They all have the same storyline. They all have, like, Crudy...
Almost as if they shared the homework with each other.
Exactly.
It's wild.
Exactly. And Crudy's going to go through... He went to the Trump rally this week, and he's got a bunch of exclusive sound here, which is amazing. But those people all have their story straight. So if you go to, but if you went to a Dem convention and you ask them similar type of questions, you're going to get all different answers. Not necessarily, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but when it comes to large policies, things that really matter, things that will shift this country, things that will actually do something to fix our lives. I mean, again, no matter who's president, they're not going to fix your sewers. They're not going to fix your water. They're not going to deal with your streets or your roads or anything like that. You know, so we got to actually come up with some stories from the left that we can tell that are true, that actually have an impact and that can be shared with everybody. So we're going to do that on the way back. We're going to hit some awesome headlines, and then we're going to kick some ass with Take a Look Ahead. I love this song. Way to go, Boston.